Welcome to Minty Mondays, a space where you can get a fresh start for the week. Sunday nights can be hard and Monday mornings can be even harder. I'm just here to try to help you start off the week with a little motivation and a little hope to get you unstuck from whatever situation you're in. This episode, I want to talk about rest moments. Rest days, that's something we've all heard of. Rest days are important, and we have them when we work out or active recovery. In a lot of religions, there are rest days too. A lot of jobs, careers, schools even have days off. And we don't necessarily call them rest days, we call them weekends. I mean, we all know what the weekend is, and we all know what it's for. But what happens when you can't take a day off? Essentially, not just from work, but from life. And what if your days off, you are constantly still going? Some of us have two jobs, or we have a job, a career, and kids, or a career in school, which has homework, and we don't necessarily get to rest or go on vacation and do all that fun stuff. Everyone on social media talks about or takes pictures of vacations and going on wellness retreats. Let's face it, that isn't a reality for everyone. I was in a position a few years ago where I went to work, school, and I was a single mom, and I had to do all that, to having a career where I had a very long commute, a school-aged child, and a husband, or, a partner, for he was my partner and then became my husband, to elaborate, who worked different schedules, or a different schedule than I did. And I even had to work on weekends. And we were just surviving with essentially no break. And I felt like I couldn't breathe. But also at the same time, since I was just surviving, I was just going through the motions of life. And I never really felt like I could rest and enjoy it. So I'm going to talk to you about rest moments. It is a moment during your work week where you can just breathe. And there are simple tasks such as meal prepping for the week and setting your clothes up for the week that people suggest. And that's good and all, but some of us don't like to meal prep, or we might not have the money to meal prep. Like if you have to meal prep for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and you don't have anything in your pantry, and you get paid on Wednesday, you're not going to meal prep a sandwich and ramen, or maybe you will. Or if you have to go out to eat on certain days, there's just a whole bunch of reasons why people might not want to meal prep or even plan out their clothes in advance. Because some of us don't even know what we're doing. And we can't pertend that all jobs and careers are the same. So I would say to plan your rest moments the day before. So say on Tuesday, is a crappy day for you. So when you get home, you need a rest moment, but you can't because you have all this stuff you have to do. I would say when you make dinner, just make some for the next day. Make sure you have leftovers. When you plan your wardrobe for Wednesday, go ahead and plan it for Thursday. Do what you need to make the next day a little bit easier, because you might not be able to plan for the week, but you can probably plan for your next day. Does that include, gym bag stuff. Like, you know, do you need repack for your gym bag, you know, twice, as in like put two sets of clothes in there, or make your kid two lunches, you know, at a time. Do what you can to make your life a little easier. Depending on when you shower, maybe you can change up your shower routine to where you either don't have to shower the next day, or you can take an extra long shower the next day, because sometimes we use that to relax. Do whatever you need to give yourself 30 minutes. 30 minutes of rest. And I know in the grand scheme of things, you might not think 30 minutes is a lot. But in 30 minutes, you could create something, you could work out, you could meditate, you could call your grandma, you could play a video game, play with your child, again, take a longer shower, watch an extra episode of a short TV show, go on a small walk with your dog, something that'll make you happy. I know a lot of when we think of happiness, we think of these huge, big bursts of things. But if we can insert 30 minutes of happiness into our week, it'll make the rest of our week so much better. Do 30 minutes of something that is going to make you happy or lower your blood pressure. 30 minutes is so underrated. But I mean, we are entertained every day by 30 minutes of something on TV. 30 minutes is all you really need if you feel like you don't get enough time. I have had days where it was like 4:30 and I was already done for the day. And I would still have to take my kid to karate and go to the gym and make dinner and do my nighttime chores. And I decided to neglect one of those things. Those are usually chores because, you know, I pay for karate and all those things. And I would get in bed and I would lay in silence in the dark for 15 minutes just to breathe and catch my breath. I would basically let my kids fend for themselves for 15 minutes. I would shut the door, lock it, turn off the lights, and lay under my covers for 15 minutes. And in mommy time, that is a long time. 15 minutes. And it would usually recharge me a little bit to get me through the next few hours of my day. But imagine if I could do something else for 30 minutes to completely recharge for the week. Sometimes you need to catch your breath. And sometimes those moments don't just come to us. You need to plan for them before. You need to plan to rest or you will absolutely burn yourself out. If we can get to a point in our day where we can get ready for tomorrow and the next day, we should try to do that so we could try to plan for our rest moments. Some downtime in our busy day and our stressful lives. Whether that is meal prepping, planning out outfits, doing a couple of chores, adding on to your chores for the day so you don't have to do them tomorrow, running an extra errand, getting gas today instead of tomorrow, or even changing to paper plates and, you know, paper or plastic forks and spoons, whatever, once a week so you don't have to do dishes. or even if you are going out to eat, if you're going to the Olive Garden for a work thing, go ahead and order you an extra meal so you'll have a meal for tomorrow. Or if you are having a horrible, crazy night and you're going to go through the drive-thru for your family, I mean, go ahead and order your lunch for the next day and just put it in the fridge. Do what you need to do. Now for your call to action. I'm going to pull an affirmation, a quote, and a challenge for the week out of the bag. Use them as you wish. The affirmation is, I am constantly growing and evolving into a better person. I am constantly growing and evolving into a better person. The quote for today is, today is the opportunity to build the tomorrow you want. By Ken Poirot. Sorry, I don't know how to say that last name. And the challenge is, it says is face mask. So for your rest moment, maybe you could do a paper face mask or something like that. And they sell them for Walmart, they sell them at Walmart for like $2.50. So, because I do those all the time. And if you're a man and you don't do a face mask, I mean, you should. Everyone should take care of their skin. So don't be ashamed. And if you are ashamed, just don't tell anybody. Have an amazing week. Remember your positive qualities and focus on your goals. Thanks for getting fresh with me. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Ooh, not tomorrow. I wish. Talk to you next week on Minty Mondays.